to announce to this nation that in a little more than 100 days, the Reagan, Meese, Deaver, Knofziger, Poindexter, North, Weinberger, Watt, Gorsuch, Lavelle, Stockman, Haig, Bork, Noriega, George Bush will be over. A little like I did when I played basketball in the eighth grade. I thought I looked real cute in my uniform. And then I heard a boy yell from the bleachers, "Make that basket, bird legs." And my greatest fear is that same guy is somewhere out there in the audience tonight. And he's going to cut me down to size. Because where I grew up, there really wasn't much tolerance for self-importance, people who put on airs. I was born during the Depression in a little community just outside Waco, and I grew up listening to Franklin Roosevelt on the radio. Well, it was back then that I came to understand the small truths and the hardships that bind neighbors together. Those were real people with real problems, and they had real dreams about getting out of the Depression. I can remember summer nights when we had put down what we called a Baptist pallet, and we listened to the grown-ups talk. I can still hear the sound of the dominoes clicking on the marble slab my daddy had found for a tabletop. I can still hear the laughter of the men telling jokes you weren't supposed to hear, talking about how big that old buck deer was, laughing about mama putting Clorox in the well when the frog fell in. They talked about war and Washington and what this country needed. They talked straight talk, and it came from people who were living their lives as best they could. And that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to tell how the cow ate the cabbage.